Not a great morning, not a great first mile, but I'm out. It's cold, it's raw, it's nasty, it's overcast. I think it might be trying to work up to a bit of a snow. 32 degrees. It feels a lot colder. So yeah, yesterday I got my story read, got it edited, got it uploaded, got it handed off. So one more check mark on the accomplished side. Today, I think I'm going to work through these stories for Tony C. Smith. I've got two more to do. I'll do the Tarzan story today and the Aluminum Steel story tomorrow. And that'll take care of that slug of work and get that off my plate. It feels good getting things accomplished, getting things done. I feel like I might be gaining momentum. I looked and realized that I have the first 5 chapters of Zyphira's Call recorded already. I just need to make sure that they're edited and ready to rumble. I need to get some more editing done, some more reading done, but I have to finish up Sigler's story. After this week, I have to focus on Sigler's story. So I'll be breaking out the story Bible this weekend, working through that. Trying to seed a few ideas about Greedock the Splithead. See what comes out of the story Bible, see what it suggests to me. So I already had breakfast, and I think it's weighing me down. The problem was last night we stayed up too late. Daughter had play practice until 10, and that was after 10 before she came out of the school. So it was 10:30, quarter of 11, really before we got home and settled. And I was way too late. Cats woke me up at 3:30. I got up with the cats and tried to shoo them out of the bedroom so my wife could sleep. Wound up taking a nap in my chair and realized that my neck was sore. So I went and lay down on the couch. Slept till nearly 6 o'clock. So I'm a little out of whack in terms of, I haven't been up that long. Usually I've been up at least an hour, if not two more than I have been. So the upshot is that stuff got pushed back a little bit this morning in the process queue. So I didn't quite make it out at 8:05 like I planned. It was much closer to 8:30. Still, if that's as much drift as I deal with today, it's not bad. I'll go home, blow my nose, have a cup of coffee, get the Tarzan story prepped up to read. Read that. Get that edited, get that out, send it over to Fred. Fred Heimbaugh, is that his name? Over at Protecting Project Pope. Dave Robinson used to be the host of that, but he's trying to hand that off. I don't know if he's successfully done that yet. I'm so far behind on podcasts because I really have unplugged. I really have stopped connecting to the outer world. I've been very much involved in the inner world. Pandora helps me walk, but it also takes the time that I would normally listen to a podcast, or at least part of a podcast. I don't think I've updated the podcast list on this phone since August. I know some of them are from July, so I've got to go through and perhaps clean this up after I've done my work for the day. So I finished feed. I think I mentioned it yesterday. Kind of, so what? And then I heard from Brian Humphrey last night. His book, Sense Memory, is coming out soon. Real soon, like next week sometime. I'll keep an eye open for you, so when it comes out, I'll let you know. I'm not a Thriller fan. I think I've mentioned this before. I'm not a Thriller fan. But this was a great book. This was a really very cool read. And I don't know how much of it was influenced by the fact that I know and admire Brian. But even with setting that aside, it's a really cool read. I like the way he constructed the book. I like the way he sandbags you here and there throughout it. So, yeah, when it comes out, I'll let you know. Apparently, he's recorded it as well, so it's going up on patiobooks.com. So all of you audio fans will be able to pick it up for free. And you know, the one thing I didn't check this morning was to see whether Full Share had made it through the audit process at Amazon yet. When I looked last night, it was still in review. I didn't check this morning. Rather tedious. But I'll probably find a typo and turn it down or something. Anyway, what I did start reading last night at the parking lot while I was waiting for the kid was an odd book entitled When Warriors Were Women. By Catherine M. Harris. Harris? Something like that. Catherine M. I want to say Harris. I'm not sure if that's right, though. Catherine M. somebody. So if you Google it, you'll find it, because it's right near the top. It's a small press, private. Might be self-pub. When Warriors Were Women. It has a very interesting stylistic conceit that in the beginning sounded sort of, I want to say trite or cliched, but I read it for about 35-40 minutes and was disappointed when my daughter came out because I had to put the book down. So that's, for me, that's high praise. That's pretty cool. And it's a story about telling stories. It's a story about telling your own story. It's a story about the story of lives. The stories of lives. I'm finding it to be a fascinating take. So, When Warriors Were Women. If you want to pick that one up, that's... It may pan out. It may turn out to be crap when I get into it, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. I've finished it, so I'm still liking it a lot. I also have, I think I've got a copy of What Kings Ate and Wizards Drank somewhere tucked away. I need to get into that, because that looked... That's a fun read. Krista D. Ball is a crazy lady. Has done some really cool, very, very nice work that I enjoy a great deal. Krista D. Ball. She has a science fiction one that is it bad? I think it was an early work. I'm not sure that I'm convinced that she understands how military operates, but it's all right. It's still a good story. I enjoyed it. Monkpole. She has several paranormals that I don't read, because I don't read paranormals. I probably am being a bit of a genre snob that way, but... Yeah, you know, if it's got an angel in it, no. And if it's got a demon in it, no. Werewolf, vampire, no, no. Zombie, hell no. I mean, Brian Gamblin talked me into reading his story about a zombie. What the hell was it called now? The Last Human or something like that. And it had zombies in it, but it wasn't so much about zombies as the infighting between the people who were left human. So from that standpoint, it was rather interesting. Oh, let's see. Trying to think of what else I might be thinking about today. It's unlike other days when I've gone for a walk, and there's been a lot that I've been thinking about that I couldn't talk about because it wasn't my story. My sister's being sick and the trials that she was going through because of it. Those weren't stories that I could share because they weren't my stories. Yikes, I threw the hood back. That might have been a mistake. It's a bit chilly. Holy crap. Excuse me while this thrashes a bit. Okay, sorry about that. Wow. There's a good breeze blowing, so 32 degrees with a breeze is 20-something, if not 10-something. I guess something teen. It's brisk. And it doesn't help that it makes my eyes water. So, not only is it cold and uncomfortable, I can't see a goddamn thing. Oh well. So Valentine's Day, I don't have any really big plans. I suspect we'll have company for dinner, and I believe what I'll probably do is get takeout. It's a lazy man's way, but I also think I have to get younger daughter back to school after dinner, which will give me an opportunity to give the elder daughter's boyfriend a ride home. We'll see how that works out. But it also means I've got a rapid turnaround, and I really don't want to make a mess in the kitchen and then have to come home at 10 o'clock and clean the kitchen. My wife, bless her heart, she actually cleaned the kitchen last night while I was out with the child and tending to that business. She cleaned the kitchen up for me, which is greatly appreciated. Oh. I'm walking around with my head hung forward to keep the wind out of my face, and the problem is that it's pulling all the way down to the middle of my back through my spine. It's like, so my shoulders are all racked up. Stupid. I need to stand up. I need to walk along. Swing my arms. Up, 2, 3, 4. Ah, hell. So I don't know what else to talk about today. It's I'm really kind of focused on Tarzan. There's some interesting stuff writing short stories, Burroughs short stories, it's Tarzan short stories. There's a certain amount of racism and misogyny, but the reality is that's the literature of the time. And except for the racism, we still have the misogyny in a lot of genres. It's somewhat discouraging. But, so, it'll be interesting to read. I should probably redo Time Crime, now that I think of it. Speaking of misogyny, that was one of the most egregiously misogynist pieces that I've read. Some guy left a comment on, I think it was on iTunes, that said this was a fake, that the story wasn't real, that it was somebody trying to pass himself off. No, actually, it was real. It was, I think it came out of Amazing Stories. I've made the turn. I'm running north now. Wind is in my face again. Oh, it's getting some sort of precipitation. Snow, I think. Yes, snow. I said I thought it looked like it was going to try to snow. I guess I was right. Woohoo! Excuse me. Maybe I'll make curry chicken after all. Problem was, this is the week that I didn't buy 4 pounds of chicken. I only got a little bit of chicken, so if I'm gonna make curry chicken, I have to get some more chicken probably. So, if I'm on track, it'll be about 10 past 9 here, coming up on the door, on the back gate, getting ready to make the final street crossing. Trash is out. I took it out last night, because apparently I missed the trash guys last week. They usually come between 1 and 3 in the afternoon, and apparently last week they came between 7 and 9, because I put the trash out at 9. Well, 18 minute lap, that's not too bad. Better than 19. Not as good as 16. We'll take it, because it's walking. Walking and talking. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.